Good morning, folks. So it's the tutorial that you are sitting in is planning and scheduling for oversubscribed resources, preferences, and sub-constraints. I am Rao Kamupati, and Mindo and Terry Zimmerman are actually the main speakers. I'm going to explain to you the schedule, the layout of the tutorial. The first thing first, make sure that you have the printed versions of the slides, hard copies. We do have the PDF online, but I think this, since we did it towards the last minute, we just got all the copies. I'm assuming that most of you or some of you probably know the traditional view of planning and scheduling. So the vanilla planning problem involves given a bunch of an initial state, a bunch of actions, and some number of goals, trying to find a plan that a sequence of these actions that takes you from the initial state to the goal state. And the expectation here is that all goals are equally important. Most of the time, the goals are goals of achievement. That is, these are things that need to be true at the end. When the plan is over, these must be true. So you can think in terms of state. So here is the initial state, here is the goal state. And more importantly, all goals have to be satisfied, because there is no ifs and buts about it. So the only way you compare one plan against another, so if you have a planner and your friend has another planner and they both are giving the same problem, the only way you get bragging rights, presumably, is either A, you get done faster, you come up with a plan faster. Okay, in fact, if you think most planning work has just taken the satisfying view, that means any plan that takes you from initial state to goal state is as good as any other one. So if you get done faster, you get bragging rights. That's the synthesis efficient speed. The other one, of course, is if you start looking at the quality aspects, you might consider the length of the plan, how many actions are there, or more interestingly, if actions have non-uniform cost, the cumulative cost of the solution that you found. Okay. So the only aspects here are that all goals are anyway being satisfied, so the only thing that you care about is how fast did you get done and how long is the plan. Okay. That's the usual planning problem. And on the other hand, the scheduling problem is you're given a bunch of tasks that somebody knows must get done. Okay, so they have already told you these tasks. And they have some resource, so these tasks have to be scheduled onto resources. So if you need an example, you know, these could be tasks to be done on the job floor, the resources can be machines, and so you're trying to say, all these tasks must be done, they have some deadlines, they have some time by which they must get done, and you are trying to allocate resources to these jobs such that they all get done. Okay. A feasible schedule is one which makes sure that all tasks are in fact scheduled without violating any resource constraints. Now, again, the normal scheduling problem is that you must do all tasks. You don't get to just skip some. Okay, and the usual way you can compare the two schedulers, a good one and a bad one, would be how fast did they schedule these activities. And in terms of quality, you might consider things such as make span, you know, how long from the beginning to end, and also resource consumption. So if there are different types of machines, some machines are costly to use, some are cheaper to use. And a schedule which uses the cheaper machine more often than the costlier one is sort of better. Okay. Again, what you don't have, any constraint you have in here as well as here, the constraints here are all goals must be satisfied. They're hard constraints. You don't get to say, you know, there are 10,000 goals, here is a plan which satisfies 9,999 of them. You know, do you like it? The answer is no. It's as good as not doing anything. Okay, that's the usual definition. And here, similarly, if you have 10,000 tasks and you schedule 9,999 of them exactly the way the constraints would be required, and you are shown the schedule, it's not good enough because you have missed another schedule. So an important issue here is that all the constraints are hard. If there is any softness, the softness comes as a global optimization issue in the sense that you know, among the plants here, you are looking for the ones which are shortest. So it's just a objective function on, you know, on an optimizer. Or among the schedules here, you are looking for a schedule that has the lowest mix span or uses the least amount of a particular type of resource. Okay, so that's the only place you are differentiating between the plan, the different schedules and different planners. Okay. So again, the other thing, a different orthogonal point is that in fact, planning and scheduling are quite closely related. And you know, one to some extent, again, it's hard in these sort of tutorials to figure out the general background of everybody, because there are people here who probably know way more than what we know about what we're going to talk about today. And there are people here who are probably just, you know, looking at the words and thinking it might be interesting to figure out. So I will tend to assume that you don't know, and that's what we are all going to tend to assume, that you don't know everything. So but if we are boring you, you know, sort of look bored, and then we'll speed up. And then again, if we are going too fast, please stop us. In fact, one of the hopes is that you know, we could have interesting discussions. We have long enough time for the tutorial that, you know, even though we have all the slides, we don't have to get through them. We can talk about things that come up. Okay. So anyway, the reason I brought this up is between planning and scheduling. So one way of thinking about the difference, if you haven't thought about it before, is here you essentially are given the goals and you figure out what actions to do, as well as in some sense maybe when to do them. In scheduling, somebody has made multiple plans already. The scheduler doesn't need to know why these tasks are being done. All it needs to know is they must be done, and they must actually have certain resources to be done. Okay. Okay. Having said that, let's talk about the topic of this tutorial. It's not planning and scheduling completely, but it's a specific version of planning and scheduling problems that have become more popular of late. Partly because they're actually more useful, which is oversubscription in planning and scheduling. So there's a longer title that we used instead of just saying over. No, in fact, the title of the thing, as you can see, is oversubscribed resources, preferences, and soft constraints. That is the fully descriptive title. But as a short form, we'll just use oversubscribed. Okay, what we mean when I say oversubscribed is all these things, but I'll make sure that you understand all those words in a minute. So in the version of planning, essentially, there are, in addition to whatever you have, you essentially have softer constraints. So you don't have to achieve all the goals, for example. Here are some auxiliary goals. If you have time, do them. Okay. Furthermore, there are some goals which allow degree of satisfaction. You know, it's like, get me $10,000. But if you get me $9,999, I'm not going to throw you out. You know, that's still better than not getting me any dollars. Okay, so degree of satisfaction, even picking the goal or not, that is allowed to be a soft constraint. And finally, if there are deadlines on the goals, you might say, well, if you get, you know, you should get done by this time, but if you start getting done later, you start having penalties. Okay, which is the kind of thing that we expect in the real world. Now, so this is a more general model, obviously, because essentially, if it's a really, really hard deadline, then the utility of actually making that goal, satisfying that goal after the deadline, is completely equal to zero. Okay, whereas that's what happens in the classical version. But here we are allowing that the deadline is soft. The goals can be soft. So some of these goals you can achieve or you can avoid achieving them. And then the reason this happen is that most of the time we have more goals than we have resources to achieve them. And we are, in fact, one of the big things we do in real life itself is we have limited resources, whether temporal or, you know, monetary resources, and we have a bunch of things that we want to achieve, and we are constantly reprioritizing and getting rid of some of the goals, or generally achieving some of them to a partial degree. Okay. If that doesn't look like your life at all, please let me know, you know, and then I'll try to explain to you examples from my life. But I presume that all of you have that sort of experience with planning, right? So the reason why you would, in all these cases, what happens is at some point of time, if you start trying to achieve every goal, then the cost of achieving them starts outweighing the utility that you get from those goals. So you can think of now, so previously all goals must be satisfied, so the only thing that mattered is the cost of achieving them, just reduce that. Okay. Now in a way you have utilities for the goal, so you know, as you achieve them you get some positive points, and then to achieve them you are doing these actions which might have cost, and so you have some negative points. And so in a way you are thinking of optimizing that net benefit between the cost and the utility. And it is easy to look at scenarios where achieving too many goals winds up being negative utility. So you did a lot more work, but then you wound up on the cost benefit, it's become negative. Okay. On the scheduling side too, the same sort of thing can happen. You have a lot of tasks to be scheduled. Each of the tasks basically have their deadlines. They say, we all must get done by the following deadlines of ours. And each of them require obviously the shiniest new machine in the on the floor. But then there may be priorities among these tasks, and based on those priorities, or at least, you know, the scheduler has to reprioritize them such that some tasks do get everything that they wanted, and some wind up either getting delayed or are getting not even done. Okay, now. So again, in the oversubscribed in planning and scheduling, and the words that we used, oversubscribed, essentially is evocative of the fact that there are few resources and too many goals trying to use them, or too many tasks trying to use them. Soft constraint means that all the goals are sort of, you know, it's, if you can, try to achieve them. That's the way you're essentially saying, because if it doesn't worsen the cost-benefit utility, try to achieve them. That's the reason we talk about soft constraints. And then finally, preferences come in because not all goals are created equal, not all tasks are created equal. The users themselves might say, well, yeah, all of us want to get done by a certain point, certain deadline, but we have different preferences. So if you are, in fact, the users, you might know based on the problem that, like, for example, in the goals, in the planning side, suppose I have two goals, get a right shoe and get my left shoe, okay? And in this kind of a scenario, getting no shoes is probably okay. Getting both shoes is okay, but getting just one shoe, right shoe or left shoe, is basically as useless as, in fact, probably worse than getting no shoes, because you also wasted time, okay? So it's not just the number of goals you achieve, it is there are preferences, there are utility dependencies between goals, and you want to A, model them, first of all, and B, take them into account in planning for them. Okay? So these are the kinds of problems that we are trying to look at. These problems come in both planning and scheduling. And what happened, essentially, is that there's been independent progress that's being done in planning community and scheduling community on these problems. And part of So the kind of preferences in the planning, as I said, could be the preferences could be over the goals that you're going to achieve, could be over the plan trajectory. Of the plans that you have, the ones that go close to the following kinds of states are preferred over the ones that don't. So if you need an example for this, you know, when you are making a flight go from point A to point B, if it's a real flight with passengers and so on, you know that at no point during the flight path should it be more than some number of hours away from the closest runway strip. Okay, so that if, you know, God knows what happens, it should be able to get down. So it's not just the shortest path, it's a constrained shortest path problem that they're solving. So there are preferences like that you might have on the trajectories itself. And you also might have, for example, these preferences over the stability of the plan. This is another way you might wind up saying, for example, I just made an entire plan to come to Ijkai and then do various tasks and so on, and suddenly, you know, somebody tells me, oh, by the way, can you also make it to this following meeting? Okay, now I have to change my plan. Now I can change it by saying, okay, since I haven't yet started, you know, executing the plan, maybe what I should do is I restart from the scratch, figure out what my constraints are and solve the problem, and then find a new plan that I will follow in each guy. The problem with it is twofold. Problem one is, when I made my initial plan to come to Ijkai, I already told all the people that might be affected by my plan where I'm going to be at various points of time, okay, to the extent I need to meet them. Now, if I just change it and come with a completely new plan, they're all going to be really mad at me, Okay, it's unfortunately they're not part of the initial and goal state specifications, so it's easy to ignore them. But then when you come here, they start giving you tough looks. So there is this, once a plan is made and it's communicated, there is an inherent commitment cost. You already publicized the plan, and so there are inherent costs. And to the extent possible, you should be able to keep those commitments while you are changing the plan. So these are again additional preferences for the stability of the plan. The same sort of thing can happen if in fact you are having a plan authoring tool. So there are humans in the loop who are looking at the plans that your system is making. And they said, okay, get these five goals done. And then the planner comes up with a set of five goals, a plan for those five goals. And then the user says, oh, here is a sixth goal. Can you add this to the plan? Now, it may well be that the optimal plan for the top, the six goals started from beginning would have very little in common with the five goals. And yet, because the users are in the loop and they're looking at the plan, it would be much easier if you try to keep the plan stable. Okay, even if it's not actually optimal when there is this other, when the user is not in the loop. The way you can actually make it happen is again take into account the cost of instability and then think of that also as a constraint on the plan, and it's a soft constraint and you're trying to deal with that too. Okay? So those are the examples for the planning side. There's also examples, there are similar examples for the scheduling side. The preferences over can be over subsets of tasks to allocate, over sets of resource constraints, and again there are, you know, obviously to some extent there are some analogies in the constraints that you have on both sides. You also have, for example, schedule robustness. The same thing that I just told you about a user in the loop for a plan, you can play that whole game with a user in the loop for a schedule. Okay. Now, here are a bunch of examples, applications in, planning here and scheduling here, which all of which basically have these sort of soft constraint preferences over subscription scenarios. Probably the most high profile one is the one that NASA Mars rover scenario, where in fact I think Kanarajan did this work, wherein he was helping scientists figure out which of their experiments will get done on a particular day on the rover, using the rover. Okay, now obviously all scientists think all their experiments are the most important ones, all other scientists don't do anything else, and so everybody wants them to be done on the rover, they should be scheduled first. Now, somebody has to do the hard tasks of picking subsets of them. Guess who was doing it? It was essentially humans who were doing it. So some bosses of the scientists say, you haven't been nice to me, so your experiment won't get done, and somebody else's will get done. So one way of actually solving oversubscription planning problems is to convert them into traditional planning problems by somebody else, that is like a human in the loop, saying, you know, even though I have these 10,000 goals, really what I need is 1st and 19th and 25th. And the moment you said that, then it's a normal planning problem. So somebody is picking up what are the real goals that must be satisfied. Okay. That was more or less what was happening in some of these applications. And the tools that were at disposal were mostly helping the humans do a good job of deciding what are the goals that they would, the subset of goals that they would concentrate on. And then once they concentrate on that, you know, the background planner or scheduler would come up with plans and schedules for that. What we would like to do today is sort of give you the sort of issues involved in actually solving these automatically, okay, from either planning side or from scheduling side. Now, before I go into the last slide of my part, I would want to first bring up this issue, and because I sort of answered it partially earlier, but you probably should have it in your back of your mind as to, if you're allowing, you know, if you're a scheduling guy in the room, how many people are actually scheduling interested people in the room? Just show up hands. Okay, good. So Terry is going to be happy. So, you know, from a scheduling perspective, it looks as if, like, you know, historically, it just so happened that although planning assumes that you should find shortest plans or the least costly plans, when it comes to the actual ground truth as to what people are doing in the competitions and so on, you know, you allow for satisfying solutions. Okay, scheduling, for the longest time, they would have laughed you out of the room if you said, here is just a feasible schedule. You have to optimize. You know, you have to try to improve, make span or something, right? Now the question is, from that point of view, if you're doing optimization anyway, is there really much of a difference between oversubscription scheduling versus scheduling, and partial satisfaction scheduling versus scheduling? Okay. Now the same thing can be asked for planning too. If you're anyway differentiating between different plans in terms of how good they are with respect to some objective, you already have a preference, right? So why am I making a big difference about preferences? This bothered us as we were making these slides, and so I put this slide to make this open and so that you can keep this in back of your mind. And I'll give you my answer. You can keep pestering us, say, you know, if the answer starts falling apart as the tutorial goes. I believe the most important thing here is every optimization problem has, in some sense, soft constraints. So you can think of optimization problem as a decision problem with different, you know, thresholds on the objective function. The important difference we are talking about is the problem specific versus general global preferences. Okay, so in all scheduling, globally, lower make span schedules are better. But in this particular scheduling problem, task one and task two should either be done together or you don't have to do either of them. Okay, so I'm making the distinction between problem specific preferences, both in planning and scheduling, versus just the normal optimization. Okay, and we'll see as we go on, we'll spend a lot of time actually modeling. I mean, one of the issues, since we have problem specific preferences, we need a modeling language for them. How do you actually model these preferences, and how do you get these preferences from the user? Okay, all of these wind up becoming front and center. Okay, now this is the schedule for the rest of the tutorial. We're already off schedule. But what we tried to do is, so there are a couple of ways of doing this tutorial. One was to do all the planning stuff first and all the scheduling stuff next, or all the scheduling stuff first, all the planning stuff next, and then try to do the parallels at the end. And unfortunately, at the end, there is nobody other than the speaker, and even they might leave. And so, and since, you know, and we're all planning and scheduling folks, we go to conferences, when the planning talks are going on, scheduling people are talking outside, and when the scheduling talks are going on, planning people are talking outside. I want to force you all, including myself, to listen to both of them. And so we interleave planning and scheduling aspects. So that basically we can see, first of all, how the problems are being solved in the two different areas, and if there are actual parallels, and hopefully, I mean, there are enough of you here who are probably also aware of these problems that maybe you could suggest and bring up connections that we have missed. Okay. So to help that, what we are doing, did this change the order? Oh no, I'm sorry, okay, I started reading, that's correct, okay. So, first, Terry Zimmerman is going to talk about oversubscription issues and soft preferences issues, the basic issues in scheduling, okay. And he's going to spend about 75 minutes, and then he'll have a break right after his, then Min is going to talk about the oversubscription planning issues, the basic issues, and after that is done, based on the, there are still the advanced issues for scheduling and planning will be done in two separate parts. Okay, so the idea is even if we have lots of questions in these parts and we run out of time, at least we would have had time to look at the cross connections. Okay, so it's okay not to understand advanced parts if you understand most of the important ones and also the connections between them. Okay, that's where we are going to do, and so there is no separate summary slide. We can make one up, but it's really not worth showing it to an empty room anyway. So the summary is going to happen during the tutorial, and we're going to try and make connections between oversubscription issues and planning and scheduling, both ourselves, and you can bring up your questions. Okay? So Terry is going to do the scheduling part.